Hello and welcome again to the Slider Insider, a sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean. I am your host. Let's get into episode number 16 for May 25th, 2023. Hello and welcome everybody back to the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. It's been a busy week with the sprint car racing world, so we'll kick things off, get the bad news out of the way with the cancellations and rainouts. So we had the following cancellations: the All-Stars at Fonda Speedway on the 20th, Port Royal on the 20th, Lernerville Speedway on the 19th, the NRA Sprints at Lima Land on the 19th, the Great Lakes Super Sprints at Hartford on the 19th, Boss Sprints at Circle City Speedway on the 19th, MSCS Sprints at Paragon Speedway on the 20th, the ASCS Sprints at Longdale Speedway on the 19th, and the USCS Sprints at Southern Raceway for both nights on the 19th and the 20th. So with that out of the way, we'll go right into racing results for this past week. On May 19th, the World of Outlaws were at Attica Raceway Park. They had 38 cars for the event. Quick time went to Rico Abreu at 12.513 seconds. Heat race winners for the night included Abreu, Macedo, Schatz, and Hodenshield. And Carson Macedo and Rico Abreu line up on the front row for the main event. Donnie Schatz would go on to pick up the win with Rico Abreu in second, Carson Macedo in third, Sheldon Hodenshield in fourth, and David Gravel in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Brad Sweet, going plus 10, 19th to 9th. The next night for the World of Outlaws on May 20th, they were at Sharon Speedway in Ohio. At 36 cars for the event, David Gravel went quick time at 13.112 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include Gravel, Schatz, Zierfoss, and Macedo. For the main event, had Donnie Schatz and Carson Macedo line up on the front row. Donnie Schatz would go on to pick up his second in a row, with David Gravel in second, Sheldon Hodenshield in third, Carson Macedo in fourth, Rico Abreu in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Sheldon Hodenshield, going plus 8. So after the two nights of racing for the World of Outlaws, our current point standings are Brad Sweet currently in first, David Gravel in second at 20 points behind, Carson Macedo in third at 30 points behind, Logan Schuhart in fourth at 126 points behind, and Donnie Schatz currently fifth in points at 156 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the All-Stars for a big weekend in New York. First night, they were on the 19th at the Outlaw Speedway. They had 22 cars for the event. Parker Price Miller went quick time at 13.065 seconds. Heat race winners for the night included Wise, Lynch, and Courtney. Zeb Wise and Tim Schaefer lined up on the front row for the main event. Zeb Wise, on his first night back since his injury, went on to pick up the win, with Parker Price Miller finishing in second, Tim Schaefer in third, Tyler Courtney in fourth, and Pauly Colagiovanni in fifth. After their rainout on the 20th at Fonda Speedway, the Yellow Stars resumed on the 21st at Weedsport Speedway. Quick time went to Matt Farnham at 14.285 seconds. Heat race winners for the night included Varen, Courtney, and Eliason. For the main event, we had Matt Farnham and Pauly Colagiovanni line up on the front row. Corey Eliason would go on to pick up the win, with Zeb Wise coming in second, Tyler Courtney in third, Scotty Thiel in fourth, and Matt Farnham round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Parker Price Miller, going plus 9, 18th to 9th. So after the weekend for the All-Star Circuit of Champions, our current point standings are Tyler Courtney in first, Parker Price Miller currently in second at 50 points behind. Chris Windham in third at 76 points behind. Hunter Schoenberg in fourth at 102 points behind. And Tim Schaefer currently in fifth at 108 points behind the lead. So after his injury, Zeb Wise returned to the 26 Redeem car. Strong performances both nights. So good to see that there after his scary incident there at Eldora. Moving on, we had the IRA Bumper to Bumper Sprints on May 20th at Plymouth Dirt Track. Car count for the event, they had 31 cars. Mike Reinke went quick time at 11.695 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include Crouch, Balog, and Borland. Jake Blackhurst and Zach Hampton lined up on the front row for the main event. Jordan Goldsberry would go on to pick up the win. Russell Borland finishing in second. Brenham Crouch in third. Jake Blackhurst in fourth. Scotty Neitzel rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Russell Borland, going plus six, eighth to second. The IRA Bumper to Bumper Sprints would go on next night on May 21st. The Angel Park Speedway had 27 cars for the main event. Mike Reinke would go on to pick up quick time for the second night in a row at 12.002 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include Blackhurst, Goldsberry, and Crouch. Kyle Shewitt and Bill Balog would line up on the front row for the main event. Bill Balog would go on to pick up the win with Zach Hampton in second, Jordan Goldsberry in third, Mike Reinke in fourth, and Scotty Neitzel rounding out the top five. Shelby Bosey would go on to pick up the hard charger, going plus 10, 21st to 11th. So after the weekend for the IRA Bumper to Bumper Sprints, their current point standings are Jordan Goldsberry in first, Jake Blackhurst currently in second at 31 points behind, Brenham Crouch in third at 46 points behind, Russell Borland currently in fourth at 83 points behind, and Blake Nemme currently in fifth at 86 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the OVSCA Sprints at Ohio Valley Speedway in West Virginia on May 19th. Heat race winners for the night included Smith, Crabtree, and Knuckles. Chris Myers would go on to pick up the win with Corey Crabtree finishing in second, Danny Smith in third, Wayne McPeak in fourth, Nathan Skaggs rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Hunter Lynch, going plus 12. So after the event, Danny Smith currently sits in first in points for the OVSCA Sprints. Justin Clark currently second at 28 points behind. Brian Knuckles currently in third at 30 points behind. Nate Reeser currently fourth at 38 points behind. And Josh Davis currently fifth in points at 54 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the NARC King of the West Series at Petaluma Speedway on May 20th. Quick time went to Willie Croft at 12.631 seconds. Heat race winners included Sanders and Bud Kading. Dominic Selzy would go on to pick up the win with Bud Kading finishing in second, Justin Sanders in third, Andy Forsberg in fourth, and Willie Croft rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Chase Johnson, going 12th to 9th, plus 3. So after the event, current NARC King of the West point standings, Corey Day in first, Dominic Selzy currently second at 7 points behind, Justin Sanders currently third at 26 points behind, Justin Cox currently fourth at 43 points behind, and Chase Johnson currently fifth in points at 50 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the Power Eye Bandit Outlaw Series at Lee County Speedway on May 19th. Quick time for the night was Aaron Reitzel at 13.927 seconds. Heat race winners include Reitzel, Hahn, Nienheiser, and Brown. Aaron Reitzel and Buddy Kofoid would line up on the front row for the main event. Aaron Reitzel would go on to pick up the win, with Buddy Kofoid finishing in second, Ayrton Jennington in third, Ian Mattson and fourth, and Joby Miller rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Aaron Reitzel going plus 22, 23rd to first. The next night on May 20th, the Power Eye Bandit Outlaw Series was at Lake Ozark Speedway. Sorry. Heat race winners for the night included Crockett and Miller. Roger Crockett and Joby Miller would line up on the front row for the main event. Joby Miller would go on to pick up the win. Roger Crockett coming in second. Jack Wagner finishing in third. Slater Helt in fourth. And Carson Short rounding out the top five. Hard charger went to Mitchell Moore, going plus 8, 19th to 11th. So after the weekend, current point standings for the Power Eye Bandit Outlaw Series. Joby Miller currently first. Slater Helt in second at 160 points behind. Third is Roger Crockett at 180 points behind. Carson Short currently fourth at 220 points behind. And Xavier Doney, the rookie, currently fifth in points at 310 points behind the lead. Moving on to 410 winged weekly action, we had Fremont Speedway with the 410s on May 20th. Quick time went to Skylar G at 12.726 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Lucius, Capodice, Zablocki, and Henry. Ryan Broughton and Travis Filo would line up on the front row for the main event. Cap Henry would go on to pick up the win, with Travis Filo coming in second, Cole Duncan finishing in third, Stuart Brubaker in fourth, and Byron Reed in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Darren Nida going plus 12, 19th to 7th. So the current point standings for the AFCS sprints, Stuart Brubaker currently in first, Byron Reed in second at 15 points behind, Cap Henry in third at 22 points behind, Travis Filo in fourth at 34 points behind, and Dwayne Zablocki currently fifth at 58 points behind the lead. Next we have Wayne County Speedway in Ohio on May 20th. Heat race runners for the night include Morose, Myers, and Peterson. Tyler Street and Jamie Myers line up on the front row for the main event. Tyler Gunn would go on to pick up the win. Cody Morose coming in second. Jamie Myers in third. Danny Mumaugh in fourth. And Jason Dulick rounding out the top five. Jason Dulick would be hard charger going plus 11, 16th to 5th. Next we had 410s at Williams Grove Speedway on the 19th. For the main event, we had Freddie Raymer would go on to pick up the win. Lance DeWeese would come in second, Justin Peck in third, Brent Marks in fourth, and Anthony Macri in fifth. Current point standings at Williams Grove Speedway after the event is Freddie Raymer in first, Danny Dietrich currently in second at 105 points behind, Lance DeWeese currently third at 290 points behind, and TJ Stutz currently fourth at 320 points behind, and then Devin Borden in fifth at 390 points behind the lead. Next up, we had Lincoln Speedway on May 20th. Heat race winners for the night included Arnold, Rizzill, and Young. Dylan Norris would go on to pick up the win. Cole Young in second. Chris Arnold in third. Anthony Macri in fourth. Kyle Moody fifth. So after the event, Freddie Raymer currently leading points. Lincoln Speedway, Danny Dietrich currently second at 110 points behind, Kyle Moody in third at 240 points behind, Dylan Norris fourth at 310 points behind, and Brandon Raymer currently fifth in points at 485 points behind the lead. Next up, we had BAPS on May 21st. Anthony Macri would go quick time at 15.546 seconds. Heat race winners for the night included Smith, Danny Dietrich, and Marks. Brent Marks and Anthony Macri would line up on the front row for the main event. Brent Marks would go on to pick up the win, with Anthony Macri coming in second, Danny Dietrich in third, Freddie Raymer in fourth, and Devin Borden rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Kyle Spence going plus 8, 19th to 11th. Current point standings at BAPS is Freddie Raymer in first. Devin Borden currently second at 10 points behind. Kyle Moody currently third at 30 points behind. Kyle Reinhart in fourth at 100 points behind. And Danny Dietrich currently fifth at 105 points behind the lead. Next up, we had Knoxville Raceway on May 20th. The 34 cars for the event. Quick time went to Brian Brown at 15.682 seconds. Heat race winners for the night included Johnson, Austin McCarl, Kofoid, and Henderson. For the main event, we had Kerry Mattson and Linton Jeffrey line up on the front row. Brian Brown would go on to pick up the win, with Austin McCarl coming in second, Kerry Mattson in third, Davey Haskin in fourth, and Linton Jeffrey round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Chase Randall going plus 11, 22nd to 11th. Current point standings at Knoxville Raceway is Kerry Mattson in first, Linton Jeffrey in second at 27 points behind, Austin McCarl in third at 50 points behind, Davey Haskin in fourth at 61 points behind, Tasker Phillips currently fifth at 105 points behind the lead. Same night, we had the 360s also at Knoxville. Quick time went to Garrett Williamson. Heat race winners include Garner, Sammy Swindell, Reitzel, and Sawyer Phillips. Aaron Reitzel would go on to pick up the win. Chase Randall coming in second. Jamie Ball in third. Ryan Giles in fourth. And Tyler Gronendyke in fifth. Dustin Selvage went hard charger, at plus 11, 22nd to 11th. Current points for the 360s is Chase Randall in first, Jamie Ball in second, Garrett Williamson in third, Tyler Gronendyke in fourth, and Ryan Giles currently fifth in points. Next up, we have Huset Speedway in action on May 21st. Austin McCarl went quick time at 10.598 seconds. Heat race winners include Randall, Jensen, Estensen, and Tatnall. For the main event, we have Matt Jewell and Riley Goodnow lined up on the front row. Chase Randall would go on to pick up the win. Brooke Tatnall coming in second. Caleb Johnson in third. Garrett Williamson in fourth. Justin Henderson in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Ryan Bickett going plus 15, 24th to 9th. Next, we have Butler Speedway on May 20th. Tyler Rankin went quick time at 14.208 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include Rankin, Rule, and Turner. Danny Sams and Justin Clark lined up on the front row for the main event. Justin Clark would go on to pick up the win in his first ever in the 410. Danny Sams finishing in second. Tyler Rankin in third. Ryan Rule in fourth. And Reese Saldana in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Trey McGranahan going plus 4, 10th to 6th. Moving on to the 360 series, we had the ASCS National Tour at Longdale Speedway on originally scheduled for May 19th, lost that to the weather, but then we're there on the 20th. Quick time went to Jake Bubick at 14.565 seconds. Heat race winners include Anderson, Covington, and Bergman. Jake Bubick and Jason Martin started on the front row for the main event. Jason Martin would go on to pick up the win with Seth Bergman in second, Jake Bubick in third, Matt Covington in fourth, and Brandon Anderson currently fifth. Or finishing in fifth, rather. Hard charger for the night was Danny Wood going plus 10, 22nd to 12th. Next night, the ASCS sprints were back at Longdale Speedway on the 21st. Whit Gastineau would go quick time at 14.942 seconds. Heat race winners included Moore, Britt, and Covington. Howard Moore and Seth Bergman would line up on the front row for the main event. Seth Bergman would go on to pick up the win with Matt Covington in second, Landon Crawley in third, Tyler Johnson in fourth, and Danny Wood in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Jordan Mallett going plus 12, 22nd to 10th. Current point standings for the ASCS sprints after the weekend was Seth Bergman currently in first. Jason Martin currently second at 6 points behind. Landon Britt currently third at 60 points behind. Matt Covington in fourth at 62 points behind. And Brandon Anderson currently fifth at 79 points behind the lead. Note about the ASCS, I had some mistakes on my schedule, so I do have to apologize. The last episode had the schedule mixed up a little bit. I went through and reviewed that. I think there was some discrepancies between the early schedule and then some updates that were done that I didn't catch. So I do apologize for that, but I do have that in order, so we should be good going forward. Next up, we had the Boss Sprints. Their event on the 19th, the Circle City Raceway got rained out. They followed up the next night on the 20th at Mount Montpelier Motor Speedway. They had 40 cars for the event. Colin Grissom went quick time at 14.458 seconds. Heat race winners include Dews, Hewitt, Lewis, and Cummings. Braxton Cummings would go on to pick up the win for the night, with Ricky Lewis finished second, Paul Dews in third, Corbin Hazlett in fourth, and Scotty Ware in fifth. Next up, we had the USAC National Midgets at the Belleville Short Track on May 19th. Justin Grant went quick time at 11.736 seconds, setting a new track record. Heat race winners included McDermott, Kevin Thomas Jr., Timms, and Thorson. Ryan Timms and Jade Avedisian lined up on the front row for the main event. Ryan Timms would go on to pick up the win, with Jake Andreotti in second, Zach Dom in third, Dyson Pursley in fourth, and Tanner Thorson in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Dyson Pursley going plus 10, 14th to 4th. Next night, on May 20th, USAC National Midgets were back in action on the Belleville Short Track. Quick time that night went to Cannon McIntosh at 11.889 seconds. Heat race winners include Mitchell, Seavey, Moles, and Thorson. For the main event, we had Bryant Wiedemann and Zach Dom line up on the front row. Zach Dom would go on to pick up the win, with Jade Avedisian in second, Thomas Mezra in third, Jacob Denny in fourth, Justin Grant in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Thomas Mezra going plus 16, 19th to 3rd. So after that night's events, Jade Avedisian was able to move up to take the lead in the point standings. With that move, she became the first ever female to hold that position as the leader of the USAC National Midget Points. Later that same night, we had the USAC Silver Crown cars at the big track there at Belleville on the high banks. Cody Swanson went quick time at 16.823 seconds, which set a new track record for the Silver Crown cars. For the 50-lap main event, we had Cody Swanson and Justin Grant line up on the front row. Had a strong battle through the middle of the race there between Brady Bacon and Justin Grant. Justin Grant throwing a haymaker there, trying to make a big move for the lead. Unfortunately, didn't clear Brady Bacon coming up on the front stretch, making contact, and getting upside down in a big way there was Justin Grant. Brady Bacon would go on to pick up the win. Cody Swanson finishing in second. Chase Stockton in third. Shane Cottle in fourth. And Logan Seavey round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Chase Stockton going plus 10, 13th to 3rd. Next night on May 21st, the USAC National Midgets were back in action at Sweet Springs Motorsports Park. Logan Seavey went quick time at 11.433 seconds. Heat race winners included McIntosh, Pursley, Bacon, and Mezeral. Mitchell Moles and Jacob Denny lined up on the front row for the main event. Jacob Denny would go on to pick up the win, with Dazen Pursley in second, Thomas Mezeral in third, Taylor Reimer in fourth, and Bryant Wiedemann in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Justin Grant, going plus 11, 18th to 7th. So after all the weekend's events for the USAC National Midgets, after Jade Avedisian moved to the lead the previous night, Jacob Denny regained the points lead after the event there on the 21st. So the current point standings now is Jacob Denny in first, Tazen Persley in second at 7 points behind, Jade Avedisian in third at 19 points behind, Bryant Wiedemann in fourth at 33 points behind, and Thomas Mesrall in fifth at 34 points behind the lead. So a good tight point race there for the USAC National Midgets. Next up, we had the Extreme Outlaw Midgets on May 23rd at Millbridge Speedway. Hayden Reinbold went quick time at 9.826 seconds. Heat race winners included Drake, McIntosh, and Reinbold. Chase McDermott and Gavin Miller would line up on the front row for the main event. Cannon McIntosh would go on to pick up the win, with Gavin Miller finishing in second, Chase McDermott in third, Briggs Danner in fourth, and Mariah Eady in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Gavin Bichelle, going plus 14, 20th to 9th. The next night, on May 24th, the Extreme Outlaw Midgets were back in action at Millbridge Speedway for night two. Ryan Timms went quick time at 9.946 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include McDermott, Donner, and Mitchell. Chase McDermott lined up on the front row alongside Ryan Timms. Cannon McIntosh would go on to pick up the win, with Taylor Reimer in second, Chase McDermott in third, Gavin Bichelle in fourth, and Gavin Miller in fifth. Taylor Reimer would go hard charger, going plus 10, 12th to second. So after the events there for the Extreme Outlaw Midgets, their current point standings, Cannon McIntosh in first, Chase McDermott currently second in points at 89 points behind, Jade Avedisian currently third in points at 98 points behind, Gavin Miller currently 4th in points at 106 points behind, and Chance Crum currently 5th in points at 206 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the USAC National 410s on May 23rd at Terre Haute Action Track. Heat race winners for the night include Kevin Thomas Jr., Davis Jr., and Axum. For the main event, we have Brady Bacon and Kyle Cummins line up on the front row. Brady Bacon would go on to pick up the win, Kyle Cummins in second, Jake Swanson in third, Mitchell Moles in fourth, and CJ Leary in fifth. Hard charger was CJ Leary, going plus 8, 13th to 5th. Next night, the USAC National 410s were in action at Circle City Raceway on May 24th. Quick time for the night was Justin Grant at 12.205 seconds. Heat race winners include Cummins, Garrett, and Moles. Robert Blue and Rylan Gray lined up on the front row for the main event. Jake Swanson would go on to pick up the win, with Kyle Cummins in second, Brady Bacon in third, Justin Grant in fourth, and Robert Blue round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Dazen Persley, going plus 7, 16th to 9th. So after the events for the USAC National 410s, their current point standings, it's Kyle Cummins in first, CJ Leary currently second in points at 5 points behind, Brady Bacon in third at 16 points behind, Justin Grant in fourth at 21 points behind, and Jake Swanson currently fifth in points at 41 points behind the lead. So those are the results from this past week. Again, a lot of racing action in there. I did have some rainouts. Unfortunately, the 360 series being the ones that seemed to be the most affected there. A few nights for the 410s, but unfortunately the 360s losing majority of the nights there. So looking forward to the schedule here for the upcoming events. over the next week. We have the World of Outlaws in action here in Ohio at Atomic Speedway on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th. And then also in action on Memorial Day on the May 29th at Lawrenceburg Speedway in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The All-Star Circuit of Champions will be in action for four nights in a row, starting tonight, May 25th, at Bridgeport Speedway. Friday, May 26th, they'll be at Williams Grove Speedway. Saturday, May 27th, and Sunday, May 28th, the All-Stars will be at Port Royal Speedway in Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Next, we have the High Limit Racing Series for their next event, coming up here in about a week. On Wednesday, May 31st, that'll be at Tri-City Speedway in Michigan. Next, we have the IRA Bumper to Bumper Series. Saturday, May 27th, will be in action at Wilmot Speedway. And Sunday, May 28th, at 141 Speedway in Wisconsin. Next, we have the Fast on Dirt Series. Be in action on Sunday, May 28th, West Virginia Motor Speedway. Moving on to the 360 series, on May 26th, we have the NRA Sprint Invaders in action at Lima Land Motorsports Park, and then Sunday, May 28th at Waynesfield Raceway Park. Next, we have the Great Lakes Super Sprints. It'll be in action alongside the NRA Sprint Invaders for both of those nights of events. And then they also have an event Saturday, May 27th at Crystal Motor Speedway. Next, we have the ASCS National Sprints, May 26th, will be at Lakeside Speedway in Kansas, Saturday, May 27th at Lake Ozark Speedway, and also at Lake Ozark Speedway, May 28th. The USCS Sprints will be in action on Friday, May 26th at Lexington 104 Speedway, Saturday, May 27th at Riverside International, and Sunday, May 28th at Old Number 1 Speedway in Arkansas. Next, we have the SCC Sprint Car Challenge Tour. Saturday, May 27th, will be in action at Marysville Raceway, Marysville, California. And we have the Empire Sprints will be in action Friday, May 26th at Brewerton Speedway, and Saturday, May 27th at Fulton Speedway. Next, for the non-wing series, we have for the USAC National 410s, they'll be in action tonight for night two at Circle City Raceway. For the Power Eye War Sprints, they'll be in action Saturday, May 27th at Lake Ozark Speedway, and then Sunday, May 28th at Double X Speedway in Missouri. The Boss Sprints will be in action Saturday, May 27th at Florence Speedway in Kentucky. And we have the MSCS Midwest Sprint Car Series for a three-night event. Friday, May 26th at Bloomington Speedway. Saturday, May 27th at Lincoln Park Speedway. And Sunday, May 28th at Tri-State Speedway in Indiana. Last, we have the USAC Silver Crown Cars will be in action Friday, May 26th at Lucas Oil Speedway in Brownsburg, Indiana. So that'll about do it for this week. Again, a lot of good racing action coming up over the next week. I'm going to go out and check out some of the World of Outlaw action there, being in town at Atomic Speedway, and then down at Lawrenceburg Speedway as well. So expect a pretty good turnout for those events, and look forward to seeing everybody out there. And, of course, look forward to seeing some good nights of racing action there as well. So, check us out on social media. One new item of note, we now have a Twitter page. So I started that up. I had the Facebook going. Not too much interaction going on there as of yet. Not crazy about the way the Facebook pages are. They're okay, but checking out Twitter. Decided to make a page there. I think a little easier to get some interaction and things going there. on the Twitter page. So we'll update both. But our Twitter page, look us up there. It's at Slider Insider PC. That being for the Slider Insider podcast. So look forward to seeing everybody there. Hopefully we can get some traction on the social media side of things. And, you know, good things going there. So with that, I'll go ahead and wrap things up for this week's episode of the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. As always, I've been your host. My name's Sean. And look forward to seeing you next time.